Welcome to the Reflections from the Red Chair. Your host is the renowned Miss Ayanna Burnett, professional therapist and coach. Join her as she shares wisdom that has inspired thousands to heal their emotional pain. Enter the virtual healing room and take your seat across from the therapeutic red chair.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. Okay, really? I just like singing that intro. We're not talking about sex today. However, to my ladies, if you do have any questions about intimacy and like embracing your sexual goddess, get at me and I very well might feature it in a future episode. All right, so what am I talking about today? I want to talk about the measuring stick. It's not sexual, really, I promise. What do I mean by the measuring stick? It still really sounds sexual, doesn't it, guys? I'm feeling good today. Can you tell? I'm feeling great. All right. No, the measuring stick that I am referring to is that internal, what it would be the word, it's that internal scale, the internal, all right, I got to describe it a different way, right? So this particularly is, I want to speak to those of you who actually inside feel like a failure. And the reality is you can be holding it down, getting shit done, but on the inside, you feel like a failure. Why is that? Because in your imagination, your life is so much grander, or perhaps things are so much more orderly or organized, or maybe they just freaking feel better than what they do right now. Or maybe there were even like goals or aspirations that you had that at some point in time after life broke your heart, you just abandoned. So it's those abandoned aspirations that you know speak to the core of who you are, and the fact that you're not obtaining those right now that leads to you feeling like a failure. That is the measuring stick that I'm talking about, right? That if we were to pull that out, that there literally are certain markers and goal points, right, that you would have on there. And you were just like, yo, not reaching it. And even when you begin to work with a coach or a therapist or, you know, some other helping professional, or you even take on some DIY project yourself, right? You can still feel as if you're failing, right? Because you feel as if you're not progressing fast enough. Right? Or, you know, maybe you set a smaller goal, like I'm going to exercise 2 to 3 times a week and you only do it once. And so, it triggers, are y'all ready for this? It triggers the core belief that you're not doing enough, right? So whatever is on this measuring stick for you, whenever you like evaluate the progress that you've made up against it, it always comes to the conclusion, right? The mark that you are not doing enough. Told you guys it wasn't sexual, right? That's the rubric, right, that I am referring to. And I want to tell you, your rubric is trash. And I'm not just saying this to you, I'm saying this to myself too, right? That when we have these moments and we are feeling discouraged because that old belief of I'm not enough is getting triggered and I'm not doing enough, and regardless of all the fabulous things that I'm doing, right, it's still not enough. It's time for a new measuring stick.
And I want to give you exactly what that is, right? Because, you know, to know that you need something new but not know exactly what it is annoying as fuck. So we're not going to do that today. We're not doing that to ourselves, right? We need to be able to know this isn't working, and so I'm going to try something new. And this is also the thing. Let me say this is a little bit of my disclaimer. Whenever I talk to you all about anything, about like a new tool or a new strategy, it's something for you to try. And then allow your experience to move you in the direction of customizing it to truly, truly fit you. You know, we don't ever do one size fits all. And that's what templates are for. Templates are great. They're a starting place. But at the end of the day, you are supposed to make edits and changes so that it fits your particular circumstance. So please know, whatever it is that I'm recommending to you, it is underneath that caveat. Okay. So we know that this old measuring stick that, you know, leads to this conclusion of I'm not doing enough is trash. And what are we going to replace it with? We're going to replace it with, I'm going to give you one of two things. If you want the second thing, you got to reach out to me. I want us to connect, right? But the main thing is, instead of looking at, you know, did I do these things, right? Have I achieved these things, right? I want you to look at how you feel. Because this is a game changer. And I don't think we talk about this enough, that if you are on the path of transformation, personal transformation, and all that is change, right? That you're wanting something in your world, some aspect of your life to change for the better. You are not going to see true results until you are feeling better. This also happens with mental health, right? That, you know, even if you are experiencing anxiety or depression, right? These things, interesting enough, you don't get to a healthy level of functioning until you raise your vibrational baseline. What do I mean? That you raise your baseline of how you feel. Right. Believe it or not, this is even what medication will do for you, you know, especially like depressive medication. So I want to break this idea of people thinking that, ooh, if I take depressive medication, that then I will feel better. No, you actually don't. You know, it's not a happy pill. There is really no such thing as a long-lasting happy pill that's legal, right? Those would be temporary fixes. But what psychiatric medication that's prescribed for depression does is it raises your baseline. So what that means is instead of like waking up and dropping so low, like so quickly, that you at least get to this neutral zone. Like you wake up and things are just kind of neutral, not meh, but neutral. So you're not feeling high, but you're not feeling low. And so because you have a more stable starting place, it's actually going to be a little bit easier for you to reach a good feeling space, right? Now there's still going to be things that you need to do, which is why oftentimes you'll see that psychiatrists, of course, will still recommend medication with psychotherapy, because you're still going to have to have the tools and the strategies, right, to be able to help you to get from, to close the gap, I should say, from your, you know, neutral place that the medication might help you get to actually now feeling good. That's always going to be step number one in your healing. Right. And this is the thing. There are some of you out there who may actually have such a high emotional threshold. You're not giving yourself enough credit that it's not impacting your functioning, but you just feel low most of the time. Like you're not feeling satisfied. You're living actually in dissatisfaction most of the time. So this also applies to you, right? Before you can reach whatever that level of success is, right? That external goal that you have for yourself, you have to start with working on feeling better. Now, this sometimes is hard to hold on to, and I'm sharing this with you because I literally had a real life experience that I had to check myself on this, right? Because it was like, oh my gosh, it's been this amount of time, you know, and it feels like a long amount of time. And when I'm looking at like these goals that I've had, like they're still on my sheet, you know, and I might have made one step toward this goal, but I'm not really close. And what would that make me feel? Discouraged, right? And then I had to stop and say, but wait a minute, Ayana, how do you feel? How are you feeling these days compared to where you were, let's say, a year ago? And when I looked at that, it was like, oh, but wait a minute. Like, I'm laughing and I'm joking and, you know, I'm waking up in a better mood and I'm having more fun-filled, you know, experiences throughout, right, the week, you know, whereas before it was just filled with work. And so then when I looked at the different measuring stick, looked at the new measure, I was like, ah, there's the improvement, which lets me know, right, that those other, you know, more like physical kind of goals or action-based goals are on their way, right? Because when you feel better, you can do better. Like, you have more energy available to now tackle doing, right? To tackle action-based tasks. But sometimes, depending on where we are, it might actually take a while that this feeling better, raising our vibrational baseline in and of itself, or our vibrational floor even, that's the way that my business mentor says it, that can take some time. That can take some time. So I don't want you to do what I almost did to myself and completely negate your progress because your to-do list or your dream list still has multiple things checked off, right? I really want you to experiment and explore yourself with the, if I'm looking at how I'm feeling compared to yesterday, if I'm looking at how I'm feeling compared to a year ago, right? Am I feeling better most of the time? And if you're not, that's okay, because that's going to be a smaller step to take, right? That's present based. You're not having to change your circumstances. Like, if you're miserable at your job, we don't need to change your job right away, right? If you are trying to contemplate whether it's time to leave your partner, you don't have to actually even make that decision right now, right? You know, whatever, the kids are like going crazy and, you know, you're feeling like it's too much. Oh, okay. Right? You don't have to make those big, big decisions right now. The only thing that's required for you is to work on caring about how you feel and making day-to-day choices that can lend to you feeling better. But as I always like to say, you do not have to take my word for it. Try it out for yourself. Until next time. Be light. Miss Ayana out.
Are you ready to take the deep dive by working with Miss Ayana? Schedule a soul check by clicking the link in the description. For more insight, visit missayana.com. Keep following and keep in mind, this is not meant to be a substitute for meeting with a helping professional.